Hello, everyone. This is USAID. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are joining us from around the world. I want to welcome you to USAID's FY17 Quarter 3 Business Forecast Review Call. My name is Rachel Chilton, and I am a communications specialist for the Management Bureau's Office of Acquisition and Assistance, and I want to thank everyone for taking the time to join us today. For those of you who are new to this call, rather than going through all 200-plus questions that were submitted, we will just be covering a short number of general questions, mostly inquiries about our new live feed. The responses to all of the Q&A will be posted later today. I think we have almost every single question answered, so it should go out this afternoon. just a reminder, everyone is muted, so you will not be able to speak during this time. We are recording the call, and we will post the recording later today, along with a transcript on our business forecast page, and we will also post the entire Q&A that was submitted. Once everything has been posted, we will notify you through our Twitter handle, which, if you are not following us, is at USAIDBizOps, and we will also send out a note through our email distribution list. I have a number of people in the room with me today, so I will let them introduce themselves quickly.
Mark Walter from MOAA.
Charity Benson, MOAA.
Jamie Rogers, MOAA.
Deborah Broderick, MOAA.
Raphael Metzger, MOAA.
Kimberly Ball, OSTABU.
Thank you all for joining me today. I'm now going to turn the call over to Mark Walter to provide a few introductory remarks before we dive into the short Q&A. Again, just a quick reminder, we're only going to cover a small number of general questions after Mark is done speaking, and all of the 200-plus questions that were submitted we will post later for everybody to reference.
Thanks, Rachel, and greatly appreciate the questions and the input from the partners and the partner community. We really appreciate the interest that you take in the business forecast. And as Rachel noted, we do want to take a few minutes here before we get into the Q&As themselves to provide some updates. As you'll call from the last quarterly call out, made tremendous efforts in our business forecast, taking it from quarterly postings to a live feed. And with the live feed, it updates every 24 hours by our ANA staff, can make changes internally here. So rather than waiting for updates each quarter from agency personnel, you can always see the latest forecast day in and day out as changes are made, and we really appreciate the headway we have made in that area. As an example of the interest in the business forecast, since we've launched the live feed over the last 3.5 months, we have it has been accessed more than 170,000 times. Again, that's more than 170,000 times over the last 3.5 months that the live feed has been accessed. Compared to prior year downloads, last year the downloads were 67,000. So we definitely appreciate the tremendous interest of the business and the partner community in the business forecast. When we launched the live feed, we mentioned that we'd have additional features. We really are excited about this past weekend and the number of enhancements that have now been further instituted to the business forecast. And I'm just going to take a few minutes to highlight each of them so you have a better sense on the most recent updates to the forecast features. So first, now you can select multiple operating units, missions, sector, award types, at the same time by searching and clicking on more than one item in each category. So now you have a variety of areas that you can search simultaneously. The operating unit filter has also been reorganized. So now, for an example, you can click on the E3 Bureau, and every operating unit under E3 will be selected, and or you can deselect anyone as you desired. Similarly, on the overseas missions and countries, they are organized by region. So, for example, Europe and Eurasia, and you can get all the countries highlighted there again, or you can pick individual countries and or deselect any countries. So now you can go by both individual operating units or higher level searches in regard to regions or broader bureau areas. So we hope you enjoy those particular new features. On the small business set aside, we've added a whole range of options that you can now filter on small business set aside, whether it's not applicable, whether it's a total set aside, a partial, 8A, veteran owned, small business reserved, or if it's still to be determined. So we continue to work on our small business efforts. We know when we initially post some of those that information may still be pending, and we're using to be determined, but we have provided a number of other features that drill down on the small business elements so that we can get greater information out in those areas, and we look forward to our efforts to continue in that realm. The tool now has a calendar search feature too, so you can search a range of anticipated solicitation or award dates. It's a drop-down pop-up calendar, so you can pick different date ranges. We've also improved the downloadable forecast. You can obviously download the entire forecast if you like, but you also have the option to download only the specific search results that you've entered into the system. So you can do either one. You can do a variety of the different search features, download those results, or download the entire forecast if you would still like to do that. And we've also organized everything alphabetically by operating unit or mission, so I think you'll enjoy that structure. I'd also, when you're searching the business forecast, you know, you can search it, not click on anything as far as any of the elements, and you'll get all the available opportunities downloaded again, or you can search any subset that you would like under all these different new categories that we've enabled here over this past weekend. Just one final update on the contract information about contact information about mission personnel. Has not previously been included in our staff directory. You can now search the name of any individual in our staff directory, Washington and overseas, and you'll get their corresponding email address. So as long as you have the point of contact, either through the business forecast, the solicitation information, if there's any time an email address is missing, either on the business forecast itself or in any other areas, you can always search for an individual's name now, and you'll be able to get their information through our staff directory on our website, usa.gov/staff-directory. Again, we are really excited about these continued improvements on the live feed, and we really do appreciate and welcome your feedback and ideas as we continue to move forward. I want to reiterate, too, just as a practical matter, both for you, the partner community, as well as for us internally, the live feed is still a relatively new feature and these current enhancements. So we continue to work internally, as well as the questions you submit, to make sure people understand the process, that are more actively engaged on a regular basis, and want to be responsive to any questions that come up during the process. So you can always submit questions to businessforecast@usaid.gov at any point in the process if you have questions on information that has come up or about the different features and any questions about how they operate. So again, we really do appreciate your interest. I just can't thank you enough for the team here on all these different enhancements that have been and made, and we continue to welcome your engagement and collaboration as we move forward. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mark. I would now like to turn the call over to Kimberly Ball, who is the Deputy Director for USAID's Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization.
Thank you, and good morning. First, I want to say thank you to Mark and his team for all the tremendous work that they've done on the business forecast.
We often hear from the small business community that it's considered a model in business forecasts across the government, and we've had small businesses recommend to other agencies that they took a look at what we're doing here at USAID as an example of what is possible. We're really excited about the small business search feature and the staff director, and we feel like these things help make it more transparent and make it easier for the small business community to engage, so thank you for that. Thank you also for allowing me to take this opportunity to announce that our next small business conference will be held on June 28th. The event will be announced on federal business opportunities and registration should open later this week. If you take a look at fbo.gov right now, though, what you'll see is there's information about the conference and our awards ceremony. So as in previous years, we will be holding an award ceremony, but what will be different this year is that, one, we have a couple of new categories. And secondly, we are actually following a nomination process. Instead of making the decisions here internally, we are going to open it up for you to be able to nominate those organizations that you feel like might be should be recognized as the Small Business of the Year, the CO of the Year, the Core of the Year. We really want to hear what you have to say in terms of what we're doing right and who's really excelling at that. So I would encourage you to take a look at federal business opportunities. The nomination information is out right now. And again, registration should open later this week. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kimberly. We're now going to jump into the Q&A portion of the call. Again, like I stated before, this is going to be short as we have less than 10 questions to cover during the remaining time on the phone today. And I just want to take a minute to reiterate the purpose of this quarterly call. We will only be answering questions that directly relate to the agency's business forecast. So to start the Q&A, I have my first question for Charity. It's about canceled opportunities. For how long do opportunities whose status is changed to canceled remain on the business forecast database so that they can be identified by filtering using the forecast status change field?
Well, certainly we have advised agreement officers and contracting officers that if they cancel an opportunity, it should remain on the forecast for one quarter for partners for reference. And please note that we continue to message this out to all of our staff.
Great. Thanks, Charity. My next question is for Jamie. It's about the forecast download sheet. When downloading the Washington emission forecast in the Excel format, would it be possible to have the updated file format in alphabetical order by country and or region?
Thanks, Rachel. As Mark stated earlier in the call, the format of the downloadable Excel version has been updated. You can now download the entire list of opportunities available, as well as your individualized searches. All spreadsheets are broken down by Washington and overseas, and then further alphabetized by operating unit or country and mission.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. Another question for Jamie about the small business filter. Although the downloadable Excel version of the forecast includes a column titled Small Business Set Aside, the live internet version of the forecast is not searchable by this field. Is this a feature that will be added to the live feed?
Yes, and we noted that this was an important feature and it was missing when we first launched, and we're happy again to share that as of this weekend, you can search by the Small Business Set Aside categories. As Mark noted earlier, you can filter by many different set asides, including not applicable, total or partial small business set asides, small disadvantaged business set asides, 8A set asides, veteran-owned and service-disabled veteran-owned set asides, women-owned, and historically underutilized business zone or hub zone set-asides, small business reserve opportunities, and then if something is a decision is pending on set-aside status, we'll have TBD listed.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. My next question is for Charity, and it is in regards to updating the forecast. The live feed is a new and useful format for the forecast. However, many opportunities have release dates that have lapsed or lingered without updates. When release dates have lapsed, should organizations assume that the procurement has been delayed or interrupted? If that is the case, can USAID include information, such information in the forecast?
Certainly, and it is important to note that a solicitation date is an anticipated date, and when the date has passed, it can be indicative of a number of items, that the opportunity is currently open and has not closed, or that it may be delayed, or that an activity would be implemented through an ANA award is anticipated but still in design planning stage. If you have any questions about a specific opportunity on a date that has passed, we recommend reaching out to the ANA point of contact listed in the solicitation or the business forecast. And as we mentioned, we have enhanced our website to include an email directory for the point of contact that you see. You can also email businessforecast@usaid.gov with questions.
Great. Thank you, Charity. My next question is for Jamie in regards to cooperative agreement points of contact. Is there a website or online resource that the general public can access to find out which organization has been awarded a specific cooperative agreement? USAID will often post award notices for contracts on FedBizOps, but award notices are not posted for cooperative agreements on grants.gov. Is there a way to find out this information without having to email the POC each time?
Yes, there is. The public can search usaspending.gov to view both acquisition and assistance awards, which includes cooperative agreements. There's an advanced search feature that allows users to search by recipient name, DUNS number, or other keywords related to the activity.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. My next question for Charity is about task orders on the business forecast. Can USAID clarify whether task orders will be appearing on the live feed forecast? We had understood from previous quarterly questions and answers that they would, but some missions have indicated that they are not required to post task orders on the forecast.
Yes, task orders are to be included on the forecast, and they've been included for the last year and a half. And if a contracting officer or a mission is telling you that a task order should not be included, please flag this for our attention at businessforecast@usaid.gov email address.
Great. Thanks, Charity. The last two questions are for Jamie. The first is about information missing from the forecast. This past quarter, we noticed that a number of opportunities disappeared from the forecast en masse, only to appear a few days later. Can you share what happened?
Sure. In mid-April, while making back-end updates and testing the new features that we're talking about today, we noticed an issue where approximately 100 activities dropped off the live feed. We addressed this issue as soon as it was noticed and restored those records. This shouldn't happen again. We apologize for any confusion.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. And we have one last question today. It's about extensions on the forecast. If a solicitation is in the final stages of the procurement cycle, competitive range determination, will any extensions or changes show up in the live feed or on FedBizOps?
So for the live feed, once the solicitation closes, there are no further updates on the business forecast because it's a closed opportunity. Similarly, on FedBizOps, once the solicitation closes, the contracting officer generally doesn't post public notice again until the award notice at the end of the process. That being said, there could be an instance where a CO may post an update to FedBizOps. But typically, any communications after proposal receipt through award, that is comp range and discussions, are typically held with the offers directly without public notices.
Great. Thank you, Jamie and Charity. Once again, we only covered a few of our questions. We will be posting the full Q&A along with a transcript and recording of our call later today. I want to thank everyone again for joining us. I'm going to hand the call back to Mark Walther for a few more remarks.
Thanks again, Rachel, and again, thanks to each and every one of you. As Rachel noted at the beginning, we'll be posting the 200 responses to your questions likely later this afternoon, and we really do appreciate the interest and the clarifications you're seeking, whether they're on particular announcements or whether they're on features or aspects related to the functionality of the business forecast. So we really look forward to that. We do realize, and we've had a lot of questions come in about, well, we have other questions beside the business forecast, and it's been some time. We're actually almost going on a year, I believe, that we haven't done an Ask the Procurement Executive call. So we are going to target an Ask the Procurement Executive call for this July, and we'll go out in advance of that call. You know, so we'll go out to all the partner associations, try to get the top 10 or 15 or so questions out there amongst the partner community, and we'll make sure that we have a dedicated call exclusively to the Ask the Procurement Executive. So a number of your other questions that come up from time to time, we can be more structured, and we might look at doing that semi-annually each year and in coordination with the the business forecast or relative time period so we can combine things. We are very happy to note that, you know, over the years, the questions and the number of that have coming up in the business forecast are, again, becoming more easy to manage. Therefore, that's why these calls are much shorter in nature as we've gone through them over the different quarters, and we'll then welcome opportunities to answer other questions and coordinate that better so that we have both opportunities. We do appreciate also, though, just so you realize that there is a lot of work that goes into answering the questions that come in each quarter, both tasking them out in the field as well as here in Washington, you know, making sure they're quality responses and so forth and double-checking the information. And we also realize when we do ask the procurement executive or other outreach, we do a variety of homework to make sure we can answer those questions appropriately as well. So again, we really appreciate your interest, not only in the business forecast, but in other topical areas, and we'll look to be responsive to the other areas in the next quarter as well, and appreciate, again, all your interest, and try out the new features and let us know how they're working.
Great. Thank you.